Creating balance. Creating balance. This is a constant, right? I'm going to start this talk with a song. This song is it's a song I wrote. It's called Who I Am. And it was inspired by the time that I spend outdoors, hiking in the mountains, walking in the forests, being on the ocean. And it was also inspired by reading this book called Braiding Sweetgrass, which I will talk a little bit more about later. It's by Robin Wall Kimmerer, a collection of short stories. And also inspired by the great Indian philosopher and poet, Sri Aurobindo. Sri Aurobindo was one of the first people to begin the independence movement from Britain. And after his incarceration, he was arrested. He had a spiritual awakening. And after he got out, he actually turned the movement over to Gandhi. So he's like the step one, like the prelude to that whole movement. And Sri Aurobindo wrote an incredible piece, an epic poem called Savitri. Beautiful. Are you familiar with this writing? Yeah. Beautiful, right? It's not a common name, but his philosophy weaves through so many of our spiritual practices and thoughts. So the bridge in this song is a quote from his poem, which was looking out over the vast, unforgotten lands of ourselves. I love that line. So, when you meet a songwriter, you have to be careful what you say because they end up in her songs. Things she reads, things she hears, things you say. Song. When I climb to the summit of myself, climbing over the mountains to the sea, see the vast, unforgotten lands as the sun rises in me. We are all the sweet grass that grows in every forest soul. That is who I am. That grows in every forest soul. That is who I am. Thank you. I can't believe I messed up my own song, of all things. So I have to admit that when I started working on this talk, I found it a little bit tricky, thinking about balance. And I realized yesterday it's because balance itself is an illusion. Because everything is always changing inside and outside. It's not a destination. Balance is like the pathway. It's like we're always striving for balance, and then we, you know, shift the other way and we're striving back to balance. And a good way to illustrate this is physically. So if you're able, I'd like you all to stand for a moment. And yep. And just pick one foot, put your weight in your left foot, and just pick your right foot up just a little bit. All 600 muscles in your body are working to keep that foot up. And notice how it's like, whoa. And you can put your foot back down and have a seat. No, it isn't actually easy. And you should try doing it with your eyes closed. It's like even, and I don't know, you know, the visual horizon there really helps you keep your balance. There are 600 muscles in your body. Just lifting your foot like that actually engages pretty much every muscle in your body to hold it, to balance it. That's what it takes. And as you noticed, you know, you'd be in balance for a minute and then you'd shift. And to me, this is the great example of balance in all ways. So if balance is a complete illusion, what is it that I'm talking about? Right. Like when you asked me what my topic was a couple of weeks ago, Bill, I thought, okay, what am I working on now? Because what I like to talk about is what I'm working on. And what I'm working on right now is balance. So like so many of us, we've had this year when we were in lockdown, when we spent a lot of time indoors alone, and now things are opening up. So for some of us, that means going back to work. It means socializing, it means coming live to the in our community to service, going to the grocery store. For me, this past year, because I'm the kind of person that keeps really busy, I have a lot of interests, and I just moved to Asheville a few years ago, and I've been working as a wedding harpist and as a pianist, as an accompanist. And so when all of this happened, all of my work stopped completely. And it's kind of had the like rug pulled out from under me. I hadn't been here very long, so I didn't really know a whole lot of people. And I was just kind of getting going and thinking, okay, I think I'm going to be able to stay here and make a living. And then it stopped. I was like, whoops. So I realized a lot of things at that time. I realized that, this is probably common to so many of all of us, that we define ourselves by what we do, which may not necessarily be our job, but it's what you do during the day, what you do with your life. So for me, it's like I was defining myself as a working musician. And it took me a while to realize that I could be a musician playing in my room. I didn't have to be going to a job. I was still the same musician, right? And that kind of took a while. So how do you define yourself? It's a balance of how you think of yourself, and it's a balance of how the society you live in defines you, and whether you do it consciously or not, how you try and live up to that definition. So, you know, you're a mother, a sister, a teacher, an engineer, a musician, a minister, whatever, you know, retired from X. So you give yourself these definitions, and then people around you and the whole society around you gives you these definitions. So you're always balancing what people expect of you and think of you and what you expect and think of yourself. So one of the ways that I really try to find a balance for this, and this is a work in progress, as probably will be for my whole life. And one of the ways that I try and find this balance is through meditation. So at some point during the day, I like to connect to my inner light that has no definition and no expectation, so that I can start from there and like refresh. So I'm not being swayed so much by what I expect of myself and what other people expect of me. So just a little later in this talk, we'll do a short meditation together. I'll share something that I do in the mornings with you that helps me. So after this whole year of not being outside and spending so much time alone, we are re-entering into our work and our social life. And these issues of balance really came up for me, because I found that after many years of sitting alone in a practice room, that I kind of like being alone. And I love learning, and I took full advantage of that year. I went online and took classes with Harpers from Ireland and Scotland. I got my yoga teaching certificate. We were meeting outside. We were meeting online after we met briefly in person. And so I took this time to really expand what I was doing, and I got so into it. I just love, my greatest joy is to learn new things. And then I started thinking, well, okay, this is all well and good, but you do have to, you know, pay the rent, and you do have to do all these other things. So I started to get worried, and I started planning, like, okay, so I developed an online yoga class, and I started finding ways that I could play music and speak online. And so I developed all these really wonderful ideas for how to work from my house, which was absolutely fantastic. And then things started opening up, and all the work that I was doing before, all the rescheduled weddings started happening, and all these new connections started coming up, because I had put it out there that I'm looking for work and I'm ready, willing, and able. And you know, you find what you look for, right? So there I was, all these string contractors are calling me, and suddenly I have all this work. Suddenly I am overwhelmed with all these fantastic new idea projects and my life that was going on, that sort of stopped and now has resumed. Totally overwhelmed. And I thought, okay, where is the balance? And this is something that I honestly struggle with all the time. And sometimes I think that, okay, maybe it's because I grew up in New York City. I'm always trying to create this busyness around me. Or maybe that's just a romantic idea. And maybe as a woman coming up in several fields, I was in radio, I worked in restaurants, and they were very male-dominated professions. So maybe as a woman, I'm just working extra hard, you know, to prove that I'm worthy. You know, and all of these things are true. But where is the balance? So where is the balance between work and being busy and having time for creative time, having time for rest? And I think all of us who have, I think all of us go through this balance of, you take on a project. In Key West, I started teaching. And then I got very involved in community fundraising. We ran a recording studio, so we had equipment, and I'm a musician, so people were calling us all the time for fundraisers. So I thought, okay, well, I'll take charge of them, because I've done so many now. And I got so caught up in that, you know, I was every day of the week, I was somewhere doing something for some worthwhile, really fantastic reason. To the point where is the balance? So how do you renew yourself? How do you know? How do you know, like, how much is enough? Which is a good question, and probably that answer changes. So what I'm talking about today about balance is not giving you any answers. I'm just sharing with you the questions that I am asking myself. And these really are coming up now. So my husband actually, jokingly but not, used to say, and just recently said again, we'll just shoot her with a dart gun next time she runs past. We'll just slow her down. And, you know, I used to think, I used to be so proud of that. But now I question it. It's like, okay, if I'm that busy, when do I have time to listen to him? You know, when do I have time to do nothing so that a new idea can come? Do I have just time just to see what appears? So these things, this, you know, I just think they're equally important. And has anybody else in this room ever felt that way? Like, I used to feel this way when I went on vacation and I come back and, you know, you're on vacation, you don't have that schedule, and you come back and it's like, okay, Monday, 10 a.m., you do this, 11 this, 1 this, 4 this, 7 at Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday night, you know. And I think, who lives this crazy life? Who is that person? And then you get into it and it's like, oh, okay, well, that's me. Who lives that? You know, when you live a busy life like that and you do get some time off, like we had this past year, it's like you just start trying to fill in the spaces because you're not used to it. I should say, I tried to fill in the spaces because I wasn't used to it. And I started to get worried. And to be fair, some of it was maybe warranted because, you know, I make a living as a musician. I wasn't working, and my unemployment didn't come through till July. So it was a really kind of worrisome spring. And I didn't entirely trust the government to come through for me, wonder why. And but I also was forgetting something that I really do believe. I was forgetting my own inner trust that I already had set up all these wonderful things, that I am able, that I am the perfect person for many jobs, that the work will come. And I do believe this, and it is true. But when it's not there, you know, it's hard not to worry, right? You doubt yourself. It's like, none of us are perfect. We have these ideas, we have these plans, and it's like, sometimes they don't unfold the way you want or when you want. You're like, did I make the right decision? Did I get the wrong sign? Did I read that wrong? Am I off somehow? It's really easy to doubt yourself. So I forgot something really important during that time, and that was trust. And so at the end of it, I ended up with this crazy busy schedule, which now I'm you know, enjoying because I'm used to it, but I'm trying to balance out as well. And I'm going to ask for your advice, Bill. Is it Carl Jung?
Young.
Young. See, I knew he'd know that because Rhonda told me. This is a quote, one of his quotes. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. So being balanced is constantly shifting. It's constantly shifting from, I mean, there are times when you are busy, you know, when you do things, and times when the world around you is shifting. And I mean, just as obviously as like the seasons or things happening with your family or in your neighborhood or perhaps a pandemic or a hurricane or, you know, some other thing. So being balanced does not mean stagnant. And as we found out standing, it does not mean still. Right? It means constantly finding your balance. And I think the way to do that is just to really develop tools. And tools like personal skills and tools that help you to trust in yourself and trust that if you have a true intention, that the universe will find a way to make this come through for you. Which is asking a lot. That's a big trust. And it's not just some hippy dippy, you know, new age, oh, I'll manifest it, or, you know, not to belittle that word at all. But it's a true thing that if you find your true essence of yourself and something comes of it that you want to do, a way to do it will come. And you have to believe that and trust it. And it might not come tomorrow. It might come next year. Or it might come from an odd phone call through somebody, through somebody, through somebody, right? You just don't know. You just have to trust that it's possible to open yourself up to that, which is why who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. So developing tools to trust yourself and developing tools to really listen to yourself is really important. And this is a song by Karen Drucker that says that for me. It's called, If Love Is Why I'm Here. I have to share with you that the model of this harp is called a Dream Weaver. Isn't that great? Yeah. It's Heartland Harps. It's even better. It's like a harp. Oops. Love is why I'm here. Let me be an open channel. If love is why I'm here, let me give and then receive. If love is why I'm here, let me be an open channel. If love is why I'm here, let me give and then receive. Give and receive. Give and receive. If joy is why I'm here, let me be an open channel. If joy is why I'm here, let me give and then receive. Give and receive. Give and receive. Give. Give and receive. And I'd like to transition from that into a short meditation with you. So please sit with your feet on the ground and your hands in your lap, with your palms up. And if you're comfortable to close your eyes, do so. And if you're not, just softly focus your eyes. And pay attention to your breath. And use the first few breaths to come into this present moment. And then bring the fingertip of your third finger of your right hand to your heart center. And that is armpit height in the middle of your chest. Just gently massage that place. And visualize a few inches into your body from there a beautiful white light. Could be the shape of a candle, or just an orb, or any shape that appeals to you. And now on your exhalation, gently press your fingers, if you're pressing a doorbell. And on your inhalation, release. So we're ringing a doorbell into this door, into the light within you. You may feel a tingling or a warmth, or not. You may just be imagining a light, or not. You may just be taking a quiet moment. And as you inhale, feel this light growing in your chest. And as it grows to both your shoulders. Comes down to your elbows, your wrists, out the tip of each finger, thumb, second, third, fourth, fifth. And then this light is sitting in the palm of your hand. And maybe you will feel it there, tingling or warm, or imagine it there. Let everything I create come from the divine light within me. And let this light be absorbed by your hands, into your wrist, up to your elbows, your shoulders, across your collarbones, down and surrounding your entire rib cage, your entire torso, all your organs, filled with light and health, vitality, into your pelvis, the joint where your hip and your leg bone meet, down your hip bone to the inside joint of your knee, the outside joint of your knee, and down your legs to your ankle, across the top of your feet and out the end of all your toes, big toes, second, third, fourth, fifth, and the bottom of your feet, like a footprint on the earth. And feel the arch of your feet, this light resting right there, a ball of light. Let all my actions be led by the divine light within me. And let the light reabsorb into your feet and your ankles. Travel up to your knees, your hips, and go into the sacrum, the bottom of your spine. And slowly feel this light, this warmth, traveling up your spine. And as it passes between your shoulder blades, feel your shoulder blades relax. Back of your neck, relax. And the back of your head, the crown of your head, top of your head and your forehead, filled with light. Your eyebrows and your eyes, your temples, your inner ears and outer ears, your cheekbones, your nostrils. Relax your lower jaw. Let your teeth separate in the back. Relax your tongue, your chin. And as if a fingertip were on your chin, trace from your chin down your throat back to your heart center. And then release your hand and let it rest, palms up in your lap. And just think of this circuit, this network of light you have created within yourself. And think to yourself, I am light. I am this light. I am light. And imbue this light with a feeling of gratefulness. Grateful for this next breath you take. And to make it personal, think of the first three things that come to your mind that you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be lofty. Yesterday it was toothpaste for me. And notice how this feeling of gratitude, especially when it's personal, brings a deep, quiet sense of joy. And now bring your attention back to your breath, your inhalations. Become aware of your body and the space that you're sitting in. And very slowly open your eyes. Give and receive, give and receive. And now that we're in this sort of mellow, quiet place, I want to talk about one other kind of balance, and that is a balance in our relationships, our relationship to ourselves, and our relationship to others. This is a huge topic and it triggers a lot of things for so many people. So I'm only gonna talk about our relationship with ourselves, and in particular, how to love, how we love ourselves. We're so critical of ourselves. We're so quick to name our perceived weaknesses. We're so quick to criticize things we do and find that, but how often do we celebrate ourselves? I mean, truly celebrate, not wait for someone to give you a gold watch or say thank you, but just truly, truly celebrate yourself. One of the ways that I like to celebrate myself is to celebrate the beauty around me and realize that I see it. I see this beauty. This is a beautiful thing about myself and about you, that when you look at a rose, you see it as beautiful. Celebrate that. I kind of skipped ahead, so I'm going to backtrack it here and come back to this, because another form of balance is our balance with the earth, another relationship, our relationship with the earth that we live in. And tell you, I think all of us who live here really do appreciate the beautiful greenery in the mountains around us. And it's one of the things that keeps us here and brings us here, isn't it? It's just incredible beauty. I know that one thing that helped me to just get out of being so inside of myself was to go walking. I have a 2-year-old border collie, so it's kind of a given that I'm going to do a lot of walking. He's pretty active. His name's Nico. And in this way, I also met a lot of my neighbors that I hadn't met yet. And I found out that Kelly and James are having a baby tomorrow, which how else would I have known that? So, and the reason I also wanted to bring that up was I wanted to bring up that book again, Braiding Sweetgrass, which is a collection of short stories. And Robin Wall Kimmerer is she's a scientist, she's a professor, and she is also a member of the Potawatomi Nation in upstate New York. And this book is so beautiful. And I want to read you, this is from the foreword written by Jane Goodall, you know, the woman who works with chimpanzees. This is what she said about the book. She said, it's a wonderful book of short stories. I love what Jane this is me. I'm reading what I wrote here. I love what Jane Goodall says. Robin Wall Kimmerer shows how the factual, objective approach of science can be enriched by the ancient knowledge of the indigenous people. It's the way she captures beauty that I love the most. The images of the giant cedars and wild strawberries, a forest in the rain, and a meadow of fragrant sweetgrass will stay with you long after you have read the last page. And one of my favorite stories in the book is talks about children reciting a pledge of gratitude instead of a pledge of allegiance. So it's a pledge of gratitude that shows gratitude for all the different aspects of the earth, instead of a pledge of allegiance to a government which they just did not feel supported by in their community. But the pledge of gratitude itself is fantastic. It's worth reading the book just to read this. So appreciating beauty, good books being one of them. The beauty in nature, the beauty in yourself. A meditation guide, her name is Emily Fletcher, and she runs Ziva Meditation. It's a type of meditation. It's very accessible type of meditation, and you can check her out. She has Emily Fletcher, Ziva Meditation. She has a saying, which, you know, I've heard before, but not in this context, of watering the flowers. Celebrating your successes. How can you grow if you don't celebrate what is intensely beautiful and wonderful about yourself? If all you're looking at is what's wrong, if you're saying, I can't do this, instead of saying, and it could be like you're kind to your neighbor, or, you know, you make a mean pot of chili. You know, a friend of mine likes to say he makes the perfect popcorn. It's just a way to celebrate yourself. So watering the flowers, and I want to leave you with this concept of balance of yourself with the outside world by balancing yourself, by really appreciating yourself, by connecting to the light within you and the joy within you and the beautiful things within you and truly celebrating that. So that when you go to balance what's going on around you, you have that. You have that as one of your 600 muscles, right? This is also by Karen Drucker and John Hoy. The other song was by Karen Drucker and Kate Munger. She's a pretty well-known singer-songwriter. Let's see. One of the things about having a lever harp is you have to put it in the key you're playing in before you start. I have forgotten on occasion. You find out right away. I am powerful. I let go of my past, celebrate who I've become. I am beautiful. I am powerful. And I celebrate who I am. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I let go of my past, celebrate who I've become. I am beautiful. I am powerful. And I celebrate who I am. Celebrate my beauty, celebrate my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate. Celebrate my beauty, celebrate my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I let go of my past, celebrate who I've become. I am beautiful. I am powerful. And I celebrate who I am. Yes, I celebrate who I am. So you're going to join me by just saying the word celebrate. Celebrate my beauty, celebrate my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate, celebrate my beauty, celebrate my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate one more time. Celebrate, woo, my beauty, celebrate my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate. Oh, let's do it again. So I'm gonna celebrate my beauty, my power, celebrate my wisdom, celebrate. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to leave you on an upbeat. No? Yeah.